This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
At the hour, inside the world of your world, comes the DJV world. Doug, Jen, and Victoria with Kara Schillen at the controls. Boy, she rates because I gave her last name and I didn't give Victoria's last name or Jennifer's last name or even my last name. So that must mean, Kara, that you are more important than everybody else.
Hey, you said it. I'm not disputing.
What is it? What's the old expression, from my mouth to God's ears? That could be. Speaking of God, here's something good. And perhaps if you're into the mode of thankfulness, you can thank God for this, especially if you have relatives who live in the island. Thanks to Royal Caribbean, they're bringing relief on their cruise ships to those in the... Well, I mean, it's good business for them, too, because that's where most of their cruises are in the wintertime, so... They are doing something that's good for everybody, including them, and that's not bad. They canceled their Adventure of the Seas trip this weekend so they can fill up the ship with relief for the islands from Irma and Maria. The Adventure of the Seas is going to be sent to Puerto Rico to deliver supplies there, and it's also going to take evacuees to Fort Lauderdale. So we're going to bring, what happens to all these people when they get to Fort Lauderdale? Then where do they go? You got a 3,800 passenger list of 3,800 people. Where do they go when they get to Fort Lauderdale?
Florida and New York City have the largest Puerto Rican population, so they're thinking that's where most people will be staying with friends and relatives.
And because it's an American protectorate, they don't have the same problem as those who would come from, let's say, the British Virgin Islands.
Right, right.
Yeah. Royal Caribbean donating water, medical supplies. Then the next trip that they have down there, they're going to pick up more people. And that's because they're going to visit not only San Juan, but they're going to St. Croix and St. Thomas as well to pick up people who have no homes and have no jobs and have no money and have nothing. So to the better point of what they're doing, the company has helped move 1,700 people so far. And anybody who gives to hurricane relief, somehow they're matching donations up to $1 million to help those people who need it. And there certainly are plenty of people on all those islands that need it. We have no idea. Those of us who live a normal life, yeah, there sometimes are disruptions because of a bad storm. But this was not a bad storm. This was a killer wipeout storm. A lot of the people also, not only on the Royal Caribbean, but the Norwegian Cruise Line folks are bringing a lot of volunteers to the islands to help rebuild their infrastructure. And they're donating a lot of money, too, to rebuilding efforts. So it's good business for them. The Carnival is also, those are the three major, aren't they, the Royal Caribbean lines and the Norwegian Cruise Lines and Carnival, those are the three biggies, I think. And apparently Carnival has sent 11 ships over the last couple of weeks into the Caribbean, Barbuda, St. Martin, those places.
I'm amazed that they've been able to dock, because everything, cruise ships,
If you've ever been on a cruise ship on those islands, they don't usually dock. They are out in the harbor, and they have trolley ships that bring the people back and forth. Each one of them carries about 100 people, and they have four or five.
Yeah, I've only been on one cruise, but we docked each time. But yeah. I know what you mean. They have like those giant tenders.
They're dinghies.
Yeah.
Big dinghies. Thank you. So The challenge, however, that's here, and maybe you all have read something or seen something or heard something that was different from this, the supplies that are moving into Puerto Rico, but once they get them there, it sort of reminds me of what happened after the big, what was it, Michael Jackson's, what was that thing called in 84? Move the World or Serve the World?
We Are the World?
We Are the World, yeah, right, exactly. That, thank you. They brought all the stuff that people had donated, got to the docks, took it off the ships, and most of the food rotted, and most of the clothing was burned. The clothing was a different thing, but it set the stage for trying to understand what happens. You can send all of this stuff over there, but then when it gets there, how does it get distributed? Because in this circumstance, Puerto Rico, they don't have any infrastructure anymore. They don't have anything even that runs for the most part. So the food
there's no gasoline, there's no trucks.
No, I mean, the water, the medicine, yeah. All sitting at the port.
They
waiting
can't get
to be delivered.
Right, and the trees that are down, made huge trees, not like palm trees, but big trees that are down. I mean, people who do have a little bit of gas, like our animal shelter, they've been, anybody with an SUV has been trying to clear trees away because no one can get into the shelter.
Explain to the audience, Victoria, please, how your relationship with this pet shelter, what is it that they do? Is it unique for Puerto Rico?
It is, yeah.
You've been a big supporter of this. We all support these sorts of things, but how does this one work in Puerto Rico?
Well, it's called El Faro de los Animales, and it's the lighthouse, animal lighthouse, and so they are the only no-kill shelter on the island, and every other shelter has pretty much been shut down now because the government doesn't have any money. Mm-hmm. So all those animals were just euthanized, you know, in masses, and there's a 99.9% kill rate at all shelters except ours. We're the only one that doesn't do it. And so, unfortunately, our shelter was just decimated. They got the animals out in time. The girl who runs the shelter down there has 26 dogs in her house right now.
Ooh.
And she took in all the ones who need medicine and extra care. And, you know, there are people who tied dogs to trees and things like that. There are a few who made it out and are wandering around. And so, all the volunteers are, it's 100% volunteer based. There's no salaries or anything. And, they're trying to round up as many animals as they possibly can. They take in pretty much anybody who needs help. So we've been trying to get them a generator. We've been raising money because they lost all the power. The whole island pretty much has no power, and they can't get generators to the people who need them because the roads are blocked and there's no gasoline. So it's kind of it's really a horrible, horrible situation. But
doesn't sound good.
It's not. It's really bad, and they don't even have fresh water for drinking. They can't refrigerate the medicines for the animals who've been operated on.
So the same thing hinders their survival as does hinder human survival. Same circumstances present.
Same thing, yeah.
Yep. So there are more military personnel, apparently, and military ships on their way to the island to help distribution of all of this stuff. That'll be a good thing. And maybe send some of the Army Corps of Engineers over there to try to figure out how to get things started moving again. But getting fuel there, again, what
can
these things...
Can they send a big tanker in?
Underscore.
Can they send a tanker of
well,
gas?
Well, it depends on how you offload it. It's the same problem for that stuff as there is for anything else.
Right.
If there's a way, if they do, like, remember we were talking a few weeks ago about what happens in Manhattan Beach. There's a huge power plant right on the beach south of the airport. And whenever you take off from LAX over the Pacific, you always look down, and just as you're going out over the water, you see a tanker sitting about a mile off the shore. And that's because the tanker is an oil tanker, and there is a connection point right under the water where they offload the oil, pump it into the tanks that are at this facility, that is the fuel for running the power plant. Same thing happens most every place, most of these, most everywhere. If you look around the coast, not only of our country, but the coast of most progressive countries, the power plants are located on the coastline so they can get their fuel the same way. So if they have something like that in Puerto Rico, they must.
Well, one of the problems, though, is that they had, and Trump actually just lifted it on Thursday, and that's the Jones Act. And the Jones Act provided a bunch of restrictions to Costa Rica about where they can get their or Puerto Rico. Did I say Costa Rica? I'm tired today. Puerto Rico. And so they can, it puts a whole bunch of restrictions on where goods and services actually come from, where they originate. And most of them had to come from the United States under this Jones Act. With that lifted, they're going to be able to use like foreign tankers, foreign ships to be able to bring goods into Puerto Rico. So that'll, I think that's lifted for like 10 or 15 days just so that they can get stuff going and flowing in there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, there was a lot of pressure for that to be lifted. I never knew, whatever the Jones Act was, it seems to be most people didn't know about it until recently.
Most people confuse it with the Smith Act.
Okay.
Excuse me. Please keep going.
No, I was just going to say, this is something that's now making headlines because there was a lot of pressure on Trump to lift that act or that ban on foreign help because this is, you know, in a U.S. territory and it should be treated like it's any other part of the United States.
Yeah. All right. So we've got that taken care of. It's good. It's all good. The more it's bad that what happened, but it's good that people use what they have for resources. Excuse me. They have their talent. If you have the ability to give, it's all good. And
do we know, quick question, do we know what's happening with the British Virgin Islands? Are they getting, I know Richard Branson's giving money and raising money, but is England doing anything too on their end?
I have the slightest idea. That's a good question. Yeah.
Just curious.
Well, someone will find out, I'm sure. And report back, 17 after the hour, today's DJV show. It's Friday the 29th of September. I just saw a featured post at ZipRecruiter.com for a lead supervisor at a cost-plus world market, which they have all over the place. I never was in a cost-plus market until I was in Los Angeles, the one that's over in Fairfax. You like
it?
I've
never heard of that. I love cost-plus.
Yeah. Explain to Victoria why you like cost-plus. What's cost-plus? Because they must have them all around.
They sell furniture, they sell plates, home goods, decorative stuff, and then they have a whole unique, like, food market from other countries, so, like, you know, stuff that you can find in England or in the Czech Republic or wherever it might be, and even in other places in the United States, maybe it's not massively distributed, and so they just have some cool wines and
uniqueness.
Cool food.
For a big store, it's very unique, and that's what I'd never seen this. This is at the farmer's market in Los Angeles at the corner of Fairfax and, what is that, Beverly? No, the one before Beverly, whatever that is. It's right there by the Grove.
We don't have this on the East Coast, I think.
Yeah, we do. There's one opening up in Framingham.
I've never heard of this.
So I looked in my ZipRecruiter thing, and Cost Plus is a company that uses ZipRecruiter, and they're looking for people, looking for employees, supervisors, that sort of thing. Isn't it interesting when you look around and all the businesses that are in your town or your city, all the businesses that you depend on, you don't think about, unless you have a bad experience oftentimes, or maybe a very good experience, how it is that the companies themselves find the perfect hire. And in this case, CostPlus has gone to ZipRecruiter.com to find a lead supervisor. This is the smartest tool you can use if you're hiring good employees, and who is running a business doesn't want to have, I'm going to hire that guy because he's bad. I hope that's not the way people think. You can never tell. This is the least time-consuming way for you to find a perfect employee. So when you're really busy as a manager, you can be smart about the way you hire. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find out by using it why ZipRecruiter has been used by these growing businesses of all sizes, industries of all kinds, to get qualified job candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You use ZipRecruiter free by using that code. Yes, you heard correctly. Free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find that great employee. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. That's about as good as endorsement I can have, the cosplay. But isn't it interesting? Now the ladies, Jennifer, Kara, and who loves to shop, Victoria, will be looking around for...
There's one in Rockville, in Maryland. I'll be checking
you
it out.
Found one. 21 after the hour.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
And I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry, like a bird upon the wind. These waters are my sky. I'll never reach my destination if I never try. So I will sail my vessel till the river runs dry.
The River is the name of this Garth Brooks song, which made, well, this song didn't make history, but Rope in the Wind, it was on this date in 1991, Garth Brooks making history. His third album called Rope in the Wind debuted on top of the Billboard 200, became the first country title to debut at number one. You know how hard that is to do with a competition?
That's a big deal. Yeah, I know.
Music today, yeah.
Huge accomplishment. This is a great album. I love this song.
Metallica had been on the top for 5 weeks, and that's no small achievement either. The album has gone on to become the best-selling album in the United States since Nielsen began tracking music sales in 91. 16.6 million copies. Wow. That's a hard thing to swallow. Think about it. Rope in the Wind sold 9.6 million, nothing to cough at. Ranks as the best-selling country album by a male artist ever. He was 29 years old when that came. So at what age, Jennifer, do you remember hearing Garth Brooks for the first time?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't even know if in my mind he... I mean, I was definitely like in my tweens or teens, I think. But I was, you know, I liked country music, but I was sort of undercover as a country music fan in my high school years and my grade school years because it wasn't cool. But I always loved Garth. I mean, he just, there was something that, he has some high energy, he just has energy about him. Yeah. And it, not only does his music make you feel good, but then when you get the opportunity to see him in concert, I know I saw him in concert in the late 90s, probably 98, 99, and he just stands, I mean, he just stands on stage and he plays, but he's just so amazing the way he jumps around and he still does it today.
I went to see him once. We saw him a couple of years ago and it was warm. I would describe the presentation as warm. frankly.
And when you realize how many hits he's had, he's just, I mean, he's a machine. He's got so many hits that made it to number one.
What is there? Is it his mind? Is it the help that he has? The collaborators that he uses? How do you come out with hit after hit after hit?
I think you understand your audience. I mean, I think, yeah, he doesn't write everything himself, but he writes almost everything. And he understands his audience. He knows how to tell a story. And he keeps it relevant. He keeps his songs moving. You know, sometimes it drives me nuts when artists get too artisty and they think that everybody wants to hear a 14-minute drum solo. And nobody does. Like, we want you to, you know, we want to hear the hits. We want to hear the songs that we know.
Yeah. That's a very good point. Nothing bothers me. I don't know about how you ladies are at concerts, but when I go hear any group, like the best example I can give you for doing it the right way is Van Morrison, but he's also the best example of doing it the wrong way, because sometimes he just gets off on a tune and he goes...
Yeah, his mood. It depends on his mood.
Yeah, it truly depends. Yeah, right.
It could be the Moody best Blues, or worst concert you've ever seen.
The Moody Blues always do it the same way. They get they play the hits as they are recorded and what people want to hear. Then there are others. I remember going to that Allman Brothers, Doobie Brothers concert last year, and it was just on and on, Jennifer. You just hit the nail on the head. It was just guitars and banging on the drums and that stuff for eons, and I didn't go there to listen to that.
It's too much. No, people want to hear the songs they know.
It's all self-absorption on the part. Anyway, Brooks is the best-selling artist of the Nielsen era, ahead of the Beatles. He sold 71.8 million albums. Beatles 68.7 million.
That's amazing.
It is. 28
He's
at the hour.
Bigger than the Beatles.
And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle.
Dealing with emotional vampires. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An emotional vampire is not a clinical term. Still, I bet you've encountered some along the way. Emotional vampires have a constant need for validation. They tend to operate primarily on the belief that problems are not their fault. They have a very little self-awareness. And if you dare point out how they've hurt you or others, they are very likely to use extreme language to play the victim. Oh, I guess I'm the worst person ever then. Or, oh, I guess you hate me now. Because, again, they're avoiding responsibility and seeking validation. Look, you can't wear garlic to rid yourself of emotional vampires, but what you can do is not allow yourself to give your energy to them. The more you stay in control of your energy, the less emotional vampires will seek to feed on you. For emotional self-defense, visit drchristianconti.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, let's get your posture straight, stand tall, or get up and walk around. If you're in one of those jobs that you have to sit for a long time, remember how bad that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
We want you, Dr. Ken Kronhaus says, I can't afford to lose one listener. And frankly, neither can I. Neither can Jennifer, neither can Victoria, neither can Kara. So up and at them.
We're sitting here telling you.
Yeah.
Get up and move.
Up and at them. Let's see. What can we celebrate today? It's National Coffee Day.
Ooh.
You can get some free coffee today, Krispy Kreme, extending National Coffee Day through the weekend. So if you're a customer of theirs, you get one free cup of coffee, any size, hot brew, or small iced pumpkin. Oops, no, pumpkin. Pumpkin's got everywhere. Who's got pumpkin? Coffee.
I love it.
You like pumpkin.
I'm drinking pumpkin coffee right now.
You can get it pretty much at all of these big shops, right? Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, do they all
have? Pumpkin spice oatmeal yesterday. It's everywhere.
I'm drinking pumpkin spice coffee. It's perfect.
Perfect. There you go. Whole Foods today is offering Allegro No, they have, there's two different things. Who's Allegro Coffee? They have them in the Whole Foods stores? See, I don't pay any attention to coffee because I don't drink it. So you can go into a Whole Foods store and get Allegro Coffee?
You can buy it like a pound, you know, the 1 pound, or whatever, the 1 pound bags.
I have to laugh. Do you remember, you Victoria, it wasn't when either of you or Kara were around, but Jennifer, remember that coffee that we had as the official
Buzz
coffee
Box.
Of Good Day? Buzzbox, that was it, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were around for, what, about a year?
Yeah.
Was it about, not quite a year. And they gave up on me.
Because you kept saying how bad coffee was.
Right. Well, I didn't say it in the ads, but the ambiance that surrounded, I didn't have credibility. And that's one of the things.
Yeah. And it's too bad because that was delicious coffee, by the way.
Yeah, that's what Mary
said. You screwed the pooch on that. Because that
was
good.
You got all that free coffee.
Yeah, so selfish. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you should have just let me have it.
I probably should have let you do the spots. That's probably what I should have just kept
I know.
Quiet.
Why did that not happen?
I'd always jump in, but you just, you know.
Listen to Johnny come lately, Victoria, there.
I'm trying to understand. You have a coffee aficionado here. Why would you not trust your expert?
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't very smart on my part, that's for sure.
Not that smart.
Okay. Well, you didn't have to agree with me. What is it with the two of you today? You and Kara. Ever since I talked about Will and Grace, I said...
That's totally not true.
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to delete it based on what I heard when I sat down. I'm going to have to delete the show, right? Should I even bother watching it? Well, okay.
Yeah, you won't. It bothered me,
if you're a fan of the show already, you will totally laugh. And
so did they always, when they were around before, take shots at whoever was sitting in the Oval Office or whoever was in...
No, only Republicans.
The power? Yeah.
Well, they're gay New Yorkers. I mean, that's kind of par for the course.
Okay,
but,
so that I'll give them.
But the one character, Karen, who had the funniest lines of the night, were all like hilarious pro-Republican.
Yeah, is that
comments.
The rich lady that hasn't got anything else to do?
Yeah.
See, I know what's going on. I had a partner sitting on the seat on the couch with me, explaining what it was all about, and
I
she was
thought
laughing,
Karen was the funniest one anyway.
She is.
Yeah.
Oh my God! At one point, you have to watch it because it is real. Jack was amazing. Jack and Karen were the standouts. The other two, we'll
they
see.
They always were, though. Isn't that funny?
That's
how it always was.
Karen is in the Oval Office. She gets Grace to decorate because she's friends with Melania and Donald, and so she gets Grace, who's an interior designer, to redecorate the Oval Office. And Grace is conflicted about it because it's a huge opportunity, but it's Trump, and so the whole thing. And so then Karen's there drinking her martini. The butler's pouring them in the White House in the Oval Office. And so the guy gives her like a little like mini martini and she's like, oh, come on, I don't want the Laura Bush. I want the full on Pat Nixon. Yeah. I mean, there's so many funny lines.
Line.
There are so many and it's all Karen.
And the guy who plays the gay guy who's not gay, I don't remember what his name is. He's a recognized.
The guy who plays Will? Guy.
Will.
No. Will is is outwardly gay. I don't know what he's like in real
There's
life,
two gay guys on the show.
The other gay guy who's really gay.
Jack.
Yeah. He's not gay. Are they both gay in real life? Or not gay in real life?
No. Will is straight in real life. Jack is gay in real life.
Okay, so I got
it
wrong.
You got this backwards.
I did get it right. Okay. Maybe that was why he was so good at it. He just played it very well.
One thing about the guy who plays Jack that I love, and you may not know this, Dougie, is that he actually produces a lot of TV shows. He did... He did the Hot in Cleveland show on TV Land.
Which was amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He also produces Hollywood Game Night, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Does he?
Hollywood Game Night.
Well,
he had a show with Linda Lavin, too. He actually starred in that one, but he produced it, too.
Yeah. For those of you, as long as we're in Television Alley here for a minute, one of the sort of great female character actresses who has been around doing television and movies and plays since the 1940s died yesterday, Ann Jeffries, who some people remember from General Hospital. Other people remember her from Topper and everything in between. So that's...
Who was she on General Hospital? Because I used to watch that. How old was she, I guess? Was it
94 when she died. Let's see, the character's name on General Hospital.
I don't recognize her.
Let's see. I'm trying to find...
Yeah, I'm looking it up her now. I don't
see her.
Amanda Barrington, I think. I never watched General Hospital, but I don't recognize her from anything.
That was probably before I started watching,
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
She 94. She's
going to be very well known as one of these typecast, classy lady sorts. That was always the role that she sort of played. As long as we're into millennials, let's take another shot. The Will and Gay. What I said how I started the conversation about Will and Grace, Jennifer, was that I watched it last night, and before you came on, or maybe you heard us, both the ladies, Victoria and Kara, and I were talking about Will and Grace, having spent the time last night to watch it and try to figure out, because I never saw it before. I knew the show, I knew about it, but I didn't ever watch it. But Meredith wanted to watch it, so we watched it, and I will tell you that I wasn't comfortable with the. Well, I said, this isn't. They cast me and other people aside. Now, I'm not even a Trump supporter. Meredith is. And so she was uncomfortable. She said, well, maybe I'm not going to watch this because of the, you know, all of the anti-Trump stuff. So what my point was, going back to what Ed McMahon taught us and what we have said many times on the air about people like even Johnny Carson and others who were like heretofore great, and they never let you know what their politics were because you automatically cast aside half the audience. But Kara and Victoria said they don't care because that's not their audience. I don't understand that thinking. I'd want to have the largest in this program. I want to have the largest audience I can find, no matter what. So that's kind of why we don't go down some of these streets, because it irritates people one way or another. And what's the point of doing
that? Well, I think a TV show like that, regardless of what their politics on screen are, it's never going to get the whole audience anyway. Like, as Victoria said, it's about gay New Yorkers. Yeah. So I think that's a very specific audience anyway.
Middle America was never a big Will and Grace fan.
Okay.
And that's not their audience.
And they've always been kind of political. But no, anyways, when you first started talking about it and you
said it disgusted you.
You keep acting like we're ganging up on you, but that's what happens when you come and say something really divisive and say it's disgusting when you know that
disgusting.
People already like
it. I found
the show.
It disgusting because I didn't. I found some of it funny. I love, as I said, Deborah Messing, but I found some of it to be just. Annoying.
But you're also missing the context. You've never seen the show before, so that's you're at a disadvantage right there. And the other part of this is that the show was never as overtly political as last night's episode was. However, the reason that the show is back on the air is because they got together, they did a little spoof during the election, and that's what literally got them a deal to come back to TV. So the first episode was almost expected of them to carry that political thing where Karen is friends with Donald and Melania, you knew where it was going to go. I think after that episode, I don't think they're going to be harping on political stuff. I think it's going to go right back to life in New York, being gay and single. I mean, that's pretty much what the premise of the show is.
Okay.
You know, I just, as long as it's funny, as long as something makes me laugh, I get offended when something is just political to be political. But if you're an entertainer, if you're doing a sitcom, if you're a late night host, make me laugh, and then I'll accept all of your political nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, it just makes it easier. So if it's actually funny, then they don't probably have anything to worry about.
During the show, there was a promo for Megyn Kelly, because it's an NBC show.
Sure.
And as a matter of fact, it was interesting because there's a story from yesterday. Apparently, Deborah Messing was on with Megyn Kelly. And it was another one of those
I watched the video of her with Jane
awkward.
Fonda and the video of them with the Will and Grace cast. Oh, it was so awkward.
Well, I'm trying to understand what in the name of heaven, NBC official, this is the most unlikable personality to come along for a long, long time. She's never been likable as far as I'm concerned. And how it is, she must believe her press. Or think that whenever she goes to the bathroom, it doesn't stink. Whatever it is, she is like completely out of it and out of her league. When you take a shot at somebody like Jane Fonda, no matter what your politics are now, you're a hardcore old-timer that remembers Jane Fonda in Vietnam.
I don't think it was political.
It wasn't.
She just asked her about
why you don't want to talk about your plastic surgery. And I get Jane Fonda was uncomfortable, and I saw it, and it was weird. But why did Deborah Messing say she wished she had never go on Megyn Kelly's show?
They pulled a super fan out of the audience with the whole cast of Will and Grace, and then Megyn Kelly said to the guy, so I understand you're a lawyer, she said, I understand you became a lawyer and became gay because of Will. And so the guy was like, he rolled with it, and he was really fun, but you could see the cast kind of going, ugh, and the two gay creators of the show were sitting there as well, and it was just one of those moments like, whoa. And then she picked it up again after the guy was like, yeah, well,
she's
I love
clueless.
Will. And
it was so awkward
at the
end. Because didn't she, didn't
she
say
absolutely clueless.
At the end, she was like, well,
I think the whole gay thing is going to work out for you.
That's what she said. I mean, it was just so awkward.
She's completely clueless. Okay, well, that's on. We've been bouncing around here. That's good. 45 past the hour. Here's something that will, if you if your blood pressure went up last night while you were watching Will and Grace, I have the perfect way for you to get it back down to where it's supposed to be. You need to order Super Beats, and you need to order Super Beats right now. Go to DougLikesBeats.com. All right, Jennifer?
Yes,
you could be number one as to why. I'll get everybody to chime in here on why to drink Super Beats, other than it's amazing because as it opens up your arteries, calms down the flow of blood or the pressure and gets the blood around. So what's your experience, your best experience?
Well, I drink it every afternoon because I'm trying to get away from my coffee habit to drink coffee all day. I drink coffee in the morning, and then when I'm starting to feel a little slumpy because I get up really early, then I drink some Super Beats in the afternoon. And what's really unique about it is that, you know that feeling after you work out where you just feel like everything's kind of working the way it should?
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the feeling that you get after you drink Super Beats, or at least I do in the afternoons.
Yeah. All right, Victoria. Your use of it is in the morning, don't you? You're not a good early morning person, so here you are on a morning program, so this is how you get yourself charged up, yeah?
I know. I disastrously timed giving up coffee at the same week that I joined you guys. I had never heard of Super Beats until you were talking about it, and then you sent me some Super Beats, and that literally helped me not only kick the caffeine addiction, but that helped replace my natural energy in the morning. So that's what I rely on every morning.
That's a great slogan.
To sound as chipper and friendly as I sound.
All right, I'm writing that down. Kick the caffeine. What was it? There was
it kicked my caffeine habit. Help me.
Kick the caffeine case. I like that better. All right.
Sure. Rewrite my experience.
Kara, what's your experience? You have them, so when you're halfway through the shift, or when do you work your
own? Well, it depends. I normally try and get them before the show starts. That way I can also, you've seen my personality. I'm also very chipper like Victoria is.
Jeez, I hadn't noticed.
But yeah, no, it's good. And sometimes I also take them in the afternoon because I've said many times, one of the hardest things for me is when I have to leave work and then I have to drive. And even though it's only 30, 40 minutes, it's really hard to get through that drive home sometimes. So
especially
with
the sunny, hot afternoon.
Exactly. I get so tired on the way home. So
Right. All right. So there you've heard three examples of how the ladies on the program, the DJV show, use Super Beats. I'm betting you can get something from all of them to apply to your life and living a healthy lifestyle. Is something we all aspire to, I think, if we have any common sense. This is superfood you need to have around. So call. Well, you can call 800-655-4183 to order. But for the most part, people go online to DougLikesBeats.com to order. DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order, free shipping as well. The only way to get it is at DougLikesBeats.com.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on girls' graphic tees, just $9.99. Flannels for him, only $12.99. Denim for her, just $24.99. Get Nikes for $39.99. Kitchen electrics, only $4.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Flex style, see store, Kohl's.com for details.
Hello? Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Let's boost your focus on things technologically oriented. Top five tech stories of the week now. Tech Talk at 53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here to go from number five to number one, starting at the other end. So number five is a focus on Walmart and what they're doing to help. This is kind of a weird thing, but I guess some people like the idea, so explain away, Victoria, will you?
Well, Walmart wants to come into your home and stock your fridge for you.
I don't want them in my house.
That's while you're not there. I know, you hate this idea.
Yeah.
Walmart has teamed up with the security company called August Home to test out delivering groceries and other items inside customers' homes while they're not there. So now here's how it works. A customer orders something from Walmart.com. A delivery person brings the item to their house. That person gets a one-time passcode for the home's smart lock. The homeowner can watch them on the security cameras. They get an alert on their smartphone, so they can actually watch this delivery person stocking the fridge, bringing in other items, etc. The homeowner then gets a notification once the delivery person has left and the door is locked again. Now, I know that it sounds a little scary letting a stranger into your house and stocking your fridge and things like that. However, this is Walmart's latest attempt to really try to keep up with the whole new Amazon-Whole Foods deal. Now, Amazon and Whole Foods, they're not coming into your house when you're not there, but they are making delivery really, really convenient. So this is what Walmart is now trying to do. Some of the early reviews of the test subjects have actually called it a game changer in the grocery game. They love it. So we'll see.
Really? Number four this week, counting down to number one, a Twitter expansion, yes?
Yes, Twitter is also testing out something new. Instead of 140 characters, they're upping it to 280, and they're beginning with a test group. They want to see if this actually brings people back to Twitter. Twitter numbers have dropped off a lot. They called it the Trump bump in the beginning during the election cycle. People were really tuned into Twitter to see what he was going to tweet and whatever. Now those numbers have really fallen off again. And so Twitter's trying to figure out a new way to lure their customers back from Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat. So we'll see if this is what it takes to do it. I don't know.
This is the one I've heard most side talk about. That's the mobile, the T-Mobile merge with Sprint. How's that going to work?
Well, it looks like T-Mobile's parent company called Deutsche Telekom, they're going to be the ones taking over controlling ownership. This is T-Mobile and Sprint merging together. The T-Mobile CEO earlier this year actually said, I predict three of the four current CEOs will be shuffled out this year. And he said, I'll leave it at that, meaning he's still going to have a job, but the CEO of Sprint will be out. The CEO of AT&T and Verizon, he thinks, are also going to be out, but who knows. So they are expected to and make this announcement of the formal deal sometime in October.
Be interesting to look and see. A lot of people want a Verizon alternative. The problem is they don't get as good a reach, but they make a better service. So, speaking of cell and cell phone reach and use, California has put out a warning that makes lots of sense. Everybody listen to this, please.
Yes, a document released internally in March of this year from the California Department of Health actually leaked to the public this year or this week, and it's information about cell phones and cancer, and it's nothing to mess around with. The report focused on the correlation between electromagnetic fields and brain cancer. It showed that studies that they've conducted found people with certain kinds of brain cancers were more likely to have used cell phones for 10-plus years, which pretty much all of us have done that. They also found that the side where the brain cancer occurred also corresponded with the side that patients held their phones up to. The report cited other issues like fertility problems when in both men and women, especially with men who tend to hold their cell phones in their jeans pockets or pants pockets. That's not good either. So it said basically the EMFs, the exposure depends on how close the phone is to your body. So if you can keep the phone away from your body as much as possible, that's definitely the way to go. And stronger EMFs are emitted when you only have one or two bars. So if you are in a low cell service, if you don't need to be using your phone and making a phone call, then don't. Because it actually has to work harder to pick up a cell reception, and it emits more EMFs. And if you're on your phone, that's just not healthy and not good.
All right,
so this
number
is the
one
kind of stuff you're going to start to see more and more of these reports.
Yeah, there should be more of these reports, and that's important. Okay, so we got another hack here.
Yep, fast food drive-in Sonic has been hacked. They are investigating unusual activity with credit cards used at their Sonic restaurants. If you've been to a Sonic, again, this is just like Equifax, make sure you are checking all of your statements, report any unusual activity. If you can, do a credit freeze or a security freeze on your credit reports. It's easy. It's free. You can do it online. You can call up any of the major three credit reporting agencies and just do it. It's the best way to protect yourself.
All right. I also noticed Apple has been working. A lot of people want to get the FM chip into iPhones, and Apple says they don't want to do that, but they're being pressured by the government. I thought that was interesting. Okay, there it is, the overview of the top stories from the world of technology this week.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.